got angles for your scandals. Tell them I got all the answers. I'm the new rain dancer.
Kana wasara wasara. I got no time to pop bottles. I got big dreams that need commas. Big schemes for thick teams that want dollars. Get your money up. We can take it to the floor. They can't take my shine. They want war. They can't shake my grind. I got more under pressure to take what's mine when I blow. Get your money up. Redemption wasn't free. Took my win and checked out. They taught lessons on progression. I won't alter the route. Can you calculate the value of the silence of doubt? If you're with me, then I'm here to fly you all the way out. I'm just waiting on that blessing. Let it come through. Yeah, I've been trying to go hard for the new school. Young gods, new kings. I'm the who's who. Tell them I'll be shining for the city like it used to. One track smash. I ain't even trying to last.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful start of the week. We just ended our Easter long break. I hope that was fine with you guys. It was a long break. It started from Friday all the way to Monday for us, and I'm sure that you all got the rest that you guys all deserve. However, as you all know, that the semester is coming to an end as we are in our last 2 weeks of classes, which means it is final season, and that is a very, very busy time of the year. And I'm sure many of you guys, although got a lot of rest during the break, there probably was a lot of work that went on as well, because that was for me too. But nevertheless, I hope that the break went well for you all. We just need to work through the final 2 weeks of school. And then obviously, finals go on towards mid to the end of April. And we are officially finished with the year. And then summer comes up. Just to begin, I want to congratulate everyone who is finishing up their degree this semester. I'm sure it took a lot of hard work and a lot of perseverance to go through that process. And although I can't see you or probably don't even know you, I do want to sincerely congratulate everyone, because as a student and as someone who works really hard, it's not easy to be consistent with something. And for all of you who are graduating, the biggest strength or the biggest thing that I'd be proud of is the ability to be consistent with whatever work you have been given. So congratulations to everyone who is graduating this year. I'm sure that it will go well. I mean, thankfully, you know, everything's back to normal. It's almost like when was Corona? And so I hope the celebrations and the cap and gown process goes well and you guys all walk with confidence and, you know, proud feelings. I hope Easter went well with you all. I was with some friends and some family members celebrating it, eating some great food, hanging out, and I hope that was the same with all of you guys. And thankfully, the weather during the break was absolutely fantastic. The sun was out, it was warm, nothing, no complaints there. However, it seems like it is a bit gloomy, and it seems like it will be pretty gloomy. We'll see a couple of rain here and there throughout the week, but that's okay, because I think sometimes we do need that rain and that humidity in the weather for it to kind of go with the flow and create some sort of balance. I also want to shout out to everyone who is in the Nest right now performing. I took a chance to view them for a couple of minutes, and they are very, very talented people. It seems like there's going to be some taekwondo going on. There were some dances. I saw some people fencing, martial artists doing their performance, and it really reminded me of when I used to do gymnastics and taekwondo and martial arts, and I do miss those days. And for those of you who do not or are not familiar or want to just check it out, please come to the Nest at UBC and you will see the people performing. I believe they're students, but it's really, really fascinating to see it all in real life. So I hope you guys, if you guys have the time, please come to the Nest and see what we have here, some performing things. As you all know, I do my show at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR, the station is at the Nest on the first floor, corner basement. And if you guys want to check out CITR, please come on down and give us a little peek. It seems like in the lounge at CITR, we're doing some sort of activity, or maybe it's like a meeting that's going on. I'm not quite sure. But just to let you guys know, we have a lot of things that we offer at CITR that require, involvement and being present. And so if you want to volunteer or be active and just be involved, CITR can be one of the places where you can do that. So check us out. We are at the University of British Columbia, the campus Nest. We are located in there. So please check us out. For a brief description about what today's show is going to be about, I will once again do a romance movie. Now, it seems like it is somewhat in a romance comedy genre because this movie does have both aspects. However, you could also argue that this movie is a very drama-related movie, that genre, because the tension and the climax is really, really intense. I mean, also, rom-coms do have that intensity, but this sort of intensity that I will later explain to you all is a different type of tension and a different type of stake that is given upon the character. That really helps the definition of putting this movie in a genre of drama. So I will be doing a movie review once again by myself. It is a very, very busy time of the year. Finding guests can be difficult, but I promise you all I will be bringing back some guests sooner or later. During the summer, I hope to bring in some other people as well. All right, and then the later half of the show, I will be turning on three songs that I personally love to hear, some of which I have put on in my previous episodes. So if you remember them, that means you have been up to date. But if you remember the songs regardless, that means this song is something that you've heard, maybe you enjoy. I try to put up songs that most people enjoy listening to, and also I enjoy listening to. So if you guys love the song, that would be great. Now, I mention this a lot, but for those of you who want to be involved with CITR, obviously you can come down to the station and see how you can be involved with this community. However, if you want some sort of experience on the radio and you don't really want to go through any of the trainings, but you still want to see what it's like maybe, you could also contribute live to the radio station at CITR 101.9 FM. And when I say this, I mean literally right now at 2:08 p.m. The only way you can do it is to call the station number, which is 604-822-2487. If you call this number right now, you can have the opportunity to discuss either the movie with me, or if you have different ideas on what you want to discuss, or maybe you just want to introduce yourself or give a quick background, or maybe you can cut me off during my show and just give your pure opinion or your pure insight on the review that I will be doing. Many ways to contribute. I try to keep my platform open because that is the purpose of my show. I want as many opinions, I want as many perspectives as I can gather, because at the end of the day, we all have to share what we think in order to grow and evolve as a person. And I think creating a platform like this where, you know, many things is accepted, obviously nothing inappropriate or hurtful, but sometimes we do need to risk some sort of criticism within, you know, each other's opinions and give each other the opportunity to challenge each other. And I think that is one of the core things that really, really dives deep into the process of character development. And so please, if you know, whoever's listening outside as an audience member, if you would like to contribute to a live radio show or with me, you can call the number 604-822-2487, and I will be happily open to dive into a conversation with you. All right, without further ado, let's get through the station ID, some ads, PSAs, and some show promos, and I will see you all very soon. So here we go. I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you in around 4 to 5 minutes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthaskakuya, Talit, Sin, Homasque, Mustayo.
Moon River, the collaborative new project for members of the Juno nominated Indie Folk Mainstays, The Wooden Sky and Linda Ortega, Kathleen Edwards, and Corb Lund's bands, could easily be described as a supergroup of sorts. Not just because of their collective talents, but because the music on their debut album, Volume 1, is simply super. Their knack for creating sonic worlds that are at once lightly trippy and wholly inviting means that as much as they draw on inspirations from decades past, they maintain a pleasing, distinctly out-of-time feel. Described as Buddy Holly meets Krautrock, it's something that you need to hear to fully comprehend. And Vancouverites will have the chance on April 5th at Green Autobody at 1822 Pandora Street, alongside Brandon Wolf Scott and Jody Glenham. Advance tickets are on sale now via Eventbrite for $22.63. So get yours now and mark your calendar to see Moon River live on Friday, April 5th. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s zam-rock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
At 11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for Radio Arts by Danny Gall, a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gall's approach to making art for radio. From selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
This is the boy, Jacuzzi LaFleur. You hear with Cons and Treasons Radio. Jazz Cartier. Y'all know who it is. Golden Child, baby. Let's get it.
What up? This is Machine Gun Kelly. Right now, I am tuned in to Crimes and Treasons. God damn it.
Hey, yo, this is Isaiah Rashad.
Crimes and Treasons. This is your boy, Just Blaze.
Yo, what's good? It's Bodega Bams, a.k.a. Poppy, a.k.a. Young Dolph Francisco. Hey, yo, it's Baby No Money.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Terrell Safady.
Hey, what's up? It's Tion Kidd.
What up? This is Stango.
And this is your boy Waldo.
And you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Yeah, bitch.
What's up? This is Peanut Butter Wolf. You're listening to Crimes and Treason Radio.
Hello, this is Blow Fly.
Hey, this is Halo.
Hey, what's up? It's St. John, and you're not listening to Crimes and Treasons. It's lit.
Hey, y'all know who it is, man. It's your boy, Saha the Prince.
Yo, what up, though? This is Ill Tone from Blacktivity.
Yo, peace, family. It's your boy, La Dizzy Rice.
Yo, this is Remy Wolf.
Hey!
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's I Am Super.
It's J Worthy, a.k.a. P Worthy.
Hey, yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, ASAP Yams, a.k.a. Yamborghini, a.k.a. Lil Newport, a.k.a. I got too many motherfucking aliases, but you already know what time it is. Crime and treason in this motherfucking. Shout outs to these motherfuckers. They putting it down with that real trill
shit. Yo, it's Cam Blow Out.
Crimes and treasons, that's what we believe in while we blowing the treason.
Crooks out.
Tune in to Vancouver's rap radio show every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, we are back. My name is Jeff, and welcome to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful start of the week. For this episode, I will be doing a movie review on the movie Spectacular Now. Now, this movie is a very, very somewhat of a dark movie. The Spectacular Now is a romantic drama genre movie. The reason why I do classify this as somewhat of a comedy is because the character who is the protagonist of the movie, named Sutter, is a very, very comedic individual. However, we can later find out that this comedy has its different meanings behind it. So, to give a quick background on what the movie is about, it is a coming-of-age romantic drama genre movie. It does touch upon some comedic aspects, but the core themes or the core genre that would be placed into this piece would be a romantic drama. And it dives into the complexities of the adolescence and young love. So it centralizes around the theme of love and its complexities that come within it, but also come outside of it as well. And the key word here is adolescence. During this time, there are a lot of complex, mixed things that goes on within an individual's emotional state, physical state, or even exterior stuff other than personal. And so all these things intertwined with each other comes love. And it's a new thing, and these characters are trying to juggle everything all at once. And so the film follows the story of Sutter Keeley, who is the main male protagonist in the movie. He is shown to be extremely funny, charismatic, cool. He's that typical popular high school senior who seems to just not have a worry in the world and just goes with the flow, and almost a person who has no flaws. He has a job, he's making some money, he's getting the girls, he's popular amongst his classmates. Now, he isn't doing very well in school, but that also trickles into his personal life and the way he portrays himself, the way he does. So the interesting thing, just to stop here to mention about this film, is that there are instances where you judge very quickly about a character. This is done because of the way it is presented. For example, Sutter Keeley, very popular guy. He seems like he has no worries. the type of guy that everyone kind of wants to follow, you know, that sort of mindset of being comedic and charismatic and cool. And so we immediately judge the fact that, okay, Sutter is a character that doesn't need further development. He seems like he has everything together. There doesn't seem to be any evidence or any sort of indication where he is showing signs of distress or inner turmoil, or, you know, whether he's dealing with internal complexities. However, that's the immediate judgment that we get, and that right there is almost a method in which the film catches the watchers red-handed. And so we kind of get the feeling that, okay, we need to continue on and view the film with more depth and more patience, because just like the classmates, just like the people around Sutter's life, who at the most part don't really care about him that much, the way they view Sutter is exactly the way we view Sutter in the first, I'd say, 20 minutes of the film. And so it's very interesting to see that in the beginning of the film, we are put into the positions of the characters in the movie that don't have a deep connection, that don't really know Sutter as a person, and don't really have that time, or maybe that will, to sacrifice time and effort to slowly learn about Sutter's character and really analyze who he is, why he acts a certain way, and what the meaning is behind it. And so in one word, this movie is really a journey. It's a journey in which we are put into the shoes of not only Sutter, but also the characters outside. Family members, girlfriend, acquaintance, you know, walking by, you know, just random civilians. And so through these different perspectives that we are put into, it's interesting to see how every single position we are put into in a scene, we have a different sort of conclusion. It's not a judgment, it's a conclusion, or it can be a prediction of that scene. Throughout the movie, Sutter goes through a breakup with his girlfriend, and he kind of brushes it off in a way, you know, Sutter has this tendency where he doesn't really treat anything with great seriousness. And like I said, you know, that's some trait that most people, I guess, admire, because what's life with all that serious energy? You know, it's not fun. It's not enjoyable. You know, it cuts down on a lot of happiness in life. However, there's a lot of reasons for why he acts that way. But throughout the movie, he goes through the breakup and he meets a girl named Amy Finicky. And Amy is a very shy and introverted girl, which is someone who Sutter was not particularly interested in, nor was Amy the type of girl that Sutter went for or, you know, dated. But as turns out, an unlikely romance kind of blossoms within Sutter and Amy, and they begin to develop this comfort where they open up to each other about their own issues and their insecurities. And it's very quickly seen that when this opportunity is given to Sutter, he gets defensive. He is not honest. He tries to brush it off like everything that he usually does. The seriousness that is put into the conversation is not very put in. He has one foot in, one foot out all the time. And that is very, very evident while we continue on the film. And that quickly develops into a flaw of Sutter's character. And we get into the ways he grew up, his family matters, you know, his father and all that. And that all trickles down and matches the puzzle of who Sutter is. So the film explores the theme of identity, acceptance, and the power of love. What it means to give your time and support to someone, and how that ultimately drives someone's life. So The Spectacular Now offers a very, I'd say, a very relatable portrayal of youth and the journey towards self-discovery. And I think that's something that we all continue on to do throughout our lives, where we're continuing and we're constantly trying to figure out who we are as a person. And I don't think that's something that we can ever accomplish. But if we do, I guess that's a lucky thing. But I think we're always changing. And one thing that is very evident here is that through that changing process, we go through a lot of things in our mind, whether it's doubts or worries or stress. And in those times, there needs to be people around you that are able to kind of pick you up and guide you in a way that will prevent you from falling down permanently. So as we kind of get into the deeper plot aspect, we can see that Sutter and Amy represent two ends of the social spectrum within their high school. Sutter is, in one way, up top. He's outgoing, he's very popular, he's very carefree. And Amy is a very introverted, academically focused, and somewhat sheltered in a way. And their initial connection arises from a very unexpected pairing that happens in some sort of party, and that ultimately really, really brings out the real Sutter. So both Sutter and Amy deal with their own personal struggles. Sutter has an issue with his family. He has a very overwhelming fear of the future. And Amy, on the other hand, struggles with that self-confidence, that ability to assert her own desires outside of social or societal expectations. And throughout the movie, they both, which is a beautiful thing to see, is they both end up helping each other achieve overcoming those flaws of themselves. And through that, they learn to help each other, and that love and being in a relationship isn't always happiness. And the purpose of it is not only to give, to offer happiness, but also know how to respect and accept the flaws within each other and figure out together as a unit on how to solve that certain problem. Now, I want to dive deeply into Sutter's character, because he is the main role and the main influence in the movie. Sutter's, I guess, main issue is about wanting love and wanting that reassurance that he is worthy. He is someone who can contribute to society with a necessary skill. And I think he's just on this constant race of what I can do to get this validation from other people. And obviously, he is amazing. He is very outgoing, as I mentioned. He's charismatic. He's good with people. He's nice. He's respectful. And he works at a tailor shop, and he's doing very well. You know, his clients are great. You know, they love him. But all that issue kind of sparks from his past, which is his father left him. And that really, really broke him. Sutter's motivation primarily revolves around avoiding that responsibility and commitment, because although he wants to get better and although he is striving for this stability, he's very scared it might break again. And I think that has something to do with his family. So he goes on to this facade of, you know, being very charming, and he abuses alcohol to cope with that, those doubts and whatever shortcomings that he might have. And he's almost expecting that, you know what, if I'm going to make mistakes, might as well never even try to be perfect. And I think that's a very, very important message to keep in mind, is that sometimes we do think where, okay, I'm making too many mistakes, what's the point of even trying? And those doubts are something that we all get at some point. And I think in those times, again, there needs to be external characters, external people in our lives that really keep us back in track. And throughout the film, Sutter goes on this journey where he confronts his father with Amy, and he finds the answers for why his father acted that certain way, why he left and why he didn't love him. Well, he probably did love him, but the way he acted, he wasn't. You know, he stood him up after, you know, they kind of met at a bar, and it was very horrible. And so through that journey, Sutter soon realizes who his real people are, and he gets his eye opened by the opportunities that are laid out for him, you know, because before that, as I mentioned, he was working at a tailor shop and he was up for promotion. But the thing is, his manager said, you have to quit drinking because, you know, it's not good to be under the influence during your workplace. And Sutter quits. And so all these things begin falling down right before college or high school graduation. And he's thinking about what he needs to do to fix all of that. And then he goes through this traumatic incident where Amy gets into a car accident. You know, he's in this mix with his dad, and he's worried about work and his future, and all those things just crumble in all at once. And that really goes into the main theme of facing reality versus escapism. And the film explores a great amount of tension between the idea of facing reality and succumbing to escapism. And Sutter's propensity for living in the moment and avoiding responsibility through alcohol and all these other things is terrible, because that's what's numbing him from facing the reality and from the pain that he's feeling. But Amy plays a crucial character in confronting Sutter to meet up with his father. And she even forgives him about the car accident that he may or may not have caused. And so all these things kind of trickle down into this idea of getting help, you know, not being afraid to seek help, and that romance, love, is not something that is always positive. And it's not something where you have to offer a sense of happiness or joy, but it's a tool in which is present and can be used to confront flaws, to learn how to accept and discuss in appropriate methods in which you can both kind of benefit from. And this love, which is very interesting, the love that comes out in the movie does not always refer to romantic love with a spouse or a partner or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, but it can be from family. The love that is built within a family is one of the biggest foundations to getting that sort of reassurance that you are worthy. You are someone who is needed in life, and it really depends on how you act on your life and how you choose to make decisions, whether you can prove that point or not. And I think I would like to end off with, I do recommend this movie to a lot of people. We all go through a lot of struggles in lives, and we all have those complexities that we all try to deal with on a day-to-day basis. But the movie really gives you the chance to reassure that the people around you are more valuable than you think. And sometimes, like Sutter did, you can find yourself to ignore or almost unintentionally just pass by these people because you're so caught up within yourself. And that fear that you have, those doubts, really, really blind you from those people. So sometimes you have to take a step back and view in a bigger picture what you have instead of what you want or what you don't have. So please, everyone, watch this movie. It's a very great film. The romance is very, very evident. The way that they portray the interactions between the characters and Sutter and Amy's chemistry together, and really not really about the comedy and the happiness that grows and blossoms, but more so about their process of acceptance and really being genuine with each other and giving each other the trust that they both deserve. And I think that is what brings out that romance and that idea of relationship in the movie. All right, so throughout the rest of the show, I would like to turn on some songs. The songs that I've chosen for today is called, one's called Free Loop by Daniel Powder, and then we'll kind of run down from there. So this is Free Loop by Daniel Powder. I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go. To calling outside your name, I won't see you tonight, so I can keep from going insane. But I don't know enough, I get some kind of lazy day. Hey, yeah. I've been fighting this through to find my title name. That was Free Loop by Daniel Powder. The last song that I would like to turn on for you guys is called Rain Down on Me by Blue Rodeo. I hope you guys enjoy this. And then this will be the finale wrap-up of today's episode. So hope you guys enjoy.
Rain
Everyone, that was Rain Down on Me by Blue Rodeo. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Unfortunately, I do have to cut it a bit early today. There are some exciting episodes to come, so please be excited. That would be great. Today's episode was a review on the movie The Spectacular Now. I hope you guys get a chance to review this film. I'm not sure if this is still on Netflix, but if it's not, I'm sure you guys will find a way to watch this film. All right, my name is Jeff. This was Lean In with Jeff, And I hope to see you all next week. Have a lovely rest of the afternoon. Bye-bye, everyone.
There's a crow flying, dark and ragged, tree to tree. He's black as a highway that's leading me. Now he's diving down a vagabond, something shines. Feel like that black crow flying in a blue sky. I took a ferry to the highway, then I drove to a pontoon plane. I took a plane to a taxi, and a taxi to a train.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam Territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
Searching some special secret, yeah, yeah. Got my soul searching some special secret, yeah, yeah. Got my soul searching some special secret, yeah, yeah. 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 I'm feeling like Moses to the promised land. Not everybody will understand. Sending my feet from the motherland. I'm just trying to build my wonderland. Time passes, we can't pretend. This for the ones that I comprehend. If all of this goes out of hand, please, Father, stretch my hands. Cause I know you've got a plan that I need to figure it out. I'ma let you do your thing. Just get me out this roundabout, yeah. Got so much stress since you took the wheel. All I see is do what I will. I can feel it is real, and if I can feel it, then it's real. All I wanna do is masterpiece in the wartime, and a masterpiece as a legacy for a lifetime. But I know this on my prime time, on some loop 1248. Hopefully it's gonna be worth the wait. Ain't got no time for so much debate, cause I gotta say, I caught a fate. Eagle death is here to see me from the crime scene. I was a killer, pure heart gotta protect it from this matrix.
Truth is in the light. You're a miracle to behold. Truly in the night, it's a miracle. could fall asleep in your love. Sing to me, Mother's Grave.
And welcome back to Take One. Okay, this is your host, Juan Pablo Sá, talking to you from the CITR station at UBC Point Grey campus, located in the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nation. Okay, it's been a while since I've done one of these live episodes, but today is very, very exciting because I actually have a bunch of reviews and videos and stuff that I've been talking about that I've been stockpiling for the past couple of weeks. So now, without further ado,